Hey! Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Okay, we
have to say it like Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Because it works with the music.
Yeah, you liking that, eh?
Yeah.
We are Calgary's best podcast so far. Until somebody else comes up. But hey. What?
Until someone else comes up?
You know how people are. They
say it with confidence.
We're the best. Okay, I'm going to turn this down. Anyways, we are the podcast in Calgary, which happens to be the best because that's the thing we do. In this episode, we have Rude Videographers, Craigslist Nutjobs, a game that Rochelle and I like to play once a week, usually over lunchtime, and how our city almost got destroyed. Fun! Now, Rochelle, you have a question, a burning question that you've been itching to ask, something that you've just been bothering you.
No, it hasn't. I just actually just thought about it.
Oh, okay. What is this question?
When I was standing in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, okay, Eric, can we do the podcast after I do the dishes?
Okay.
And then you proceeded to go to the sink and do the dishes, and I was like, what? Like, I said that I was going to do the dishes. So I have a question. When I say something to you, do you hear all the words that I say?
I hear.
Do you hear like, dishes? And then you're like, must compute, must do dishes.
Okay, I'll tell you which words I did hear. I heard dishes before podcast. That's all I got.
And then I was like, oh, maybe you always just kind of like hear fragments. You know, like when I'm talking to you, then I'll say the word garbage and you'll be like, okay, I'll take all the garbage. And I'm like, what? I wasn't even talking about that.
Actually, this brings up an interesting point because, and I actually didn't have this on my outline, but in the middle of last week, I took an online test for Asperger's. I don't know how.
Oh, you did?
I took... Actually, I have.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I have the PDF.
No, but do you have Asperger's?
Not really, no.
Oh.
Sorry to disappoint, but it's under...
I still... I don't think you have full Asperger's. I think you have...
Baby Asperger's?
Yeah, baby Asperger's.
Let me see if I can bring it up here. It is...
Oh, actually... And you were never going to tell me about this? Were you ever going to tell me about this?
Well, my Asperger's... my not quite Asperger's prevented me from telling you.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid. Don't use your sickness as an excuse, Eric.
Yeah, but it is 150 questions about a variety of different subjects. And
can you take other tests, too? Like, to see if you have, like, ADHD or... other stuff too?
I didn't look into that. I just
Oh, you just found the one test?
It's called the Aspies test. I'll just bring it up.
Nice.
I'll just quickly bring it up.
Like, I remember I took some sort of test, like, I think it was Carl Jung, like a...
Yeah, he's a psychologist, I believe.
Yeah.
Psychiatrist.
I took one of those tests by him,
mm-hmm.
and then also what job you would be good at. And
what did it say about your job? And
you know what? It said that I'd be good as a TV, like a newscaster.
Okay.
Like something like that.
Or a podcaster, which didn't exist at the time.
Or a podcaster, yes.
Well, yeah. You're doing a very excellent job at that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That's what I get paid $1 million for, right?
Yes.
Put it in my pocket.
It's in the mail. All right. It's taking a while to pull up, but what is going on, Google? Hey, it's just you're disappointing me today. It's all ready to go. And now, because Google knows that we're in the middle of the recording a show, it's going to shit the bed.
And not bring it up.
And not bring it up. All right. So thank you, Google.
I don't even know what you're doing right now.
What I'm trying to do
is drive.
It's where I store all the files for the show.
Oh.
Like our outlines and whatnot. So you can see the outlines for all the shows up until I started doing it. What the fuck, Google? Okay, never mind.
Interesting.
We'll get back to this later.
So do you think that the when I ask you those questions, that that has something to do with Asperger's? Like when I ask you, and then all you hear is dishes and podcast. Is that an Asperger's thing? Or is that just like a guy thing, maybe? I don't know.
I can't speak for other guys, but I just know that I just wanted to help. Anyways, let's get into some...
You're so smooth. I just wanted to help you.
I just wanted to do tricks. Anyway, let's get into some tweets and stuff.
Tip, tip, tap, tip, tap, tap. Making your good times even better.
All right, that's a thing I haven't played in a while. But this is a tweet from... goes on the Twitter as Handsomey. He's asking Eric... Because that's my tweet thing, Eric Skilling. I hope you and Rochelle are doing okay. I said, yes, we are. We're doing fine. And what he's referring to is something we're going to bring up later in the show about our city homes got wrecked. I'm sure if you've been following the news, you know what we're talking about. Fact of the matter is we're live. There you go. Right?
Yeah, I think only four people died. And a dog.
A dog?
Or something. Oh, I think so.
So sad.
Just gonna hold you in suspense.
Actually, you know,
is that what we're doing? We're like holding people in suspense by like mentioning it and then talking about it later.
Yeah, actually, speaking
that's
of holding,
a good tactic, we've never done that.
Speaking of holding people in suspense,
you're smart.
I'm gonna hold off on this, the results of this Asperger quiz until I print it out and Rochelle can have a thorough look at it, and then we'll go into detail on that next show because there's no point going into it.
Yeah, we'll just do that next show. Just make a note on your outline because we are so organized that we have outlines for the show that Eric spends days getting them prepared.
I actually do spend a bit of time.
And then I come along and just be like, "Blah, we're saying this right now." And you're like, "No, that's not how it goes on my outline."
So, yeah, that's how it goes. This is awful news, Rochelle. And this makes me really, really angry because I feel like I have a personal stake in this.
The internet is dead.
No, worse. Mm. Hershey's Canada, maker of fine chocolate products, has been fined $4 million for conspiracy to fix the price of chocolate. Assholes.
Fix the price of chocolate?
We've been spending too much on chocolate in Canada because of the assholes at Hershey's Canada.
But I don't know if I can hate them because they make chocolate.
No good.
I don't know, Eric.
Hershey's Canada was fined $4 million in an Ontario Superior Court of Justice after pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to fix prices in the chocolate industry. So they conspired with other chocolate makers like Nestle, etc., etc.
Doesn't every business do that, though?
Yeah, but not every business gets caught.
No, but isn't that just normal for businesses to do that?
Well, it's called collusion. They have a word for it. It means you're not allowed to do it. Prices should be kind of natural. There shouldn't be like a bunch of big companies shouldn't be getting together and say, okay, how can we fuck the customer?
I'm pretty sure that they don't actually say that, but eventually, okay, say for instance, when I went to hair school, mm-hmm. I phoned the two hair schools in Edmonton and both of them had the same price.
I'm sure they keep tabs on each other.
Because, yeah, like, if they can charge as much as they are charging, well, then the other one place is going to be like, well, then I'll charge that much, too.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
And then it keeps on going higher and higher.
But there's a difference between sort of keeping tabs on the competition and reacting to that and three heads of a company getting together on a telephone call and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. And then all agreeing up the price at an unnatural level.
The only difference is that they talked about it.
Yeah, they conspired.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, enjoy paying for your expensive chocolate. Two other leading chocolate brands, a national distributor, and three industry executives have been charged with conspiracy under the Competition Act to fix prices of chocolate in Canada. The court heard that Hershey Canada entered into a conspiracy in the latter half of 2007 to lessen competition in the sale and supply of everyday chocolate, including chocolate bars. In a statement to, according to a statement of admission and agreed upon facts read into the record. At the time, the four largest chocolate makers accounted for 75.3% of the chocolate sales in Canada. So a big, big chunk. Mm-hmm. Market valued at $840 million. Hershey's share was 154, or 18.3% of that. Nestle was the leader with 22.6%. So we've been paying too much for chocolate, and especially in 2007. But that's that.
What company makes Reese's peanut butter cups?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but that's the only one that I ever get.
Mm.
Mostly, right?
Yeah, when I do get you chocolate, it's usually those Reese's things. They're good.
Yeah, but we're poor fuckers, so we go to a superstore and we get PC chocolate.
It's good.
It is good. It is good. I like it. Those peanut butter cups we got that were President's Choice, didn't taste the difference. Reese's.
Those didn't last too long, did they?
No, they didn't.
That's the one thing about chocolate. You can't keep it around too long in the tip-tap-tip household. That's for sure.
No, but you eat chocolate like you don't even notice it. You just like inhale it.
I'm pretty bad at
like
that.
Like air. You just breathe it in it's just gone. And so I have to go and I have to eat it fast too, because then if I don't eat it fast, then I won't get any. Or else I have to find a good hiding spot and hide it from you.
I know all the hiding spots right now, so.
Yeah, but you're not really the smartest when it comes to looking for stuff. Like, well, it's not that hard.
Well, that's what
I should start doing like multiple chocolate stashes, and you probably wouldn't even find them.
Well, maybe what you can do is I'll print out that quiz, and you can get some information out of there that would give you some insight into the way I think.
Oh yeah.
And then you can react to that. So I'll print that out later, and you can have a look. So speaking of jerks, this is a video. It's been around for the last little bit. A young lady in Florida named Taylor Chapman. I guess she has a degree in marketing, and she works for a marketing company. Went to a Dunkin' Donuts, and she made a video trying to get some free donuts you'll see in the video that she claims that on the previous evening she did not receive a receipt for her donuts, which is really unusual, because who receives a receipt for a donut unless you specifically ask for it, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Most places you don't, right? This is the way it goes. But anyway, she decided that she was going to take her little phone or whatever, record the employees and try and shame them into giving her free donuts because they didn't give her a receipt the previous evening. she comes off as a big piece of work. You'll see in this video. It's a bit long, so we'll cut it short if we need to. But yeah, here's the winner for the jerkiest person of the year. So,
just to warn you, this is all being under video surveillance. Okay. Last night I was here. Is Arnon here? Okay, this is all being under video surveillance, by the way. I was here last night, and Needy forgot to give me a receipt, okay? And then she turned into a complete rude bitch. I don't know if you have any type of security cameras here, but you need to pull them up and listen to how she treated me, first of all. Because this is going to get posted on Facebook. I already posted on Facebook what you guys did. I have never had a problem with Daisha. You have always given me exactly what I've asked for and respected me with kindness to the utmost, and I have thanked you for that. This girl was so fucking rude to me and said, okay, well, you can get your order free next time. So you know what I told her? I said, I want the whole fucking menu, bitch, twice. Give me your manager's number, the owner, now.
First of all, you catch more flies with honey. She's being a bit rude, right? Right off the bat. If she had a beef, you don't start dropping F-bombs and bitch and this and that.
Yeah, but she's coming in with a camera. Like, that's going to put anybody's guard up.
Yeah.
You're coming in with a camera. And you know what? The person who's standing there, that dude who's working there, doesn't give a fucking shit because he's getting paid $10 an hour to stand there and serve you donuts. And if you're going to come in and you're going to be a bitch, he's going to be like, can't do anything for you. Sorry. Like, I know exactly.
He's just some guy. I was that guy when I was a teenager. I'm just like,
I know. I was that guy when I worked at, or lady when I worked at Wendy's, and people who would come up and bitch and complain like that, you just walk to the back and you're like, whoa, crazy person.
Oh, yeah, because they'd all talk about what a nut job. Anyways,
yeah,
this gets worse.
Is a guarantee is a guarantee, and I have already called my lawyer, and he is already on it. So when it says you don't get a receipt, you get your order free, it fucking means it, right? Or is it a lie? Is this is all being recorded?
No, that's true. Because I don't know what happened yesterday, so...
Is there a video camera there? Because I should get my order free. I already talked to someone earlier, and they already said I can have my order free today. And it's already on video record. Yeah,
you talked to Munira, right?
Yeah.
In the morning?
Yeah.
I'll give you your order free.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever you ordered yesterday, I can give it to you free. Or...
Pull it back up.
Okay, or do you want to tell me what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make it for you.
Okay. I want a strawberry colada.
Okay. Did you have a strawberry colada yesterday?
No. Okay. It was like a bunch of us in the car yesterday. If you want me to get exactly what I got yesterday, it's going to be a shit ton more.
Okay, cool. Whatever you want, I'll get it for you.
Yeah, strawberry colada. It was Rob that was in the back seat. It was his order.
I don't know what your order was, so whatever you tell me, I'll make
Sean
it right
Sean just
now.
Wants the strawberry colada.
Okay.
And the croissant with bacon and cheese, like, not like just a little crispy
no
on the bacon.
No,
yeah,
egg.
No egg.
Okay, I made your order. I took your order, too.
I would hate to be married to this woman. She is very dependent.
Why are you assuming that she's married?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she's not. But, oh, man.
This is so crazy. Like, people do, you know... I'm kind of upset that he's giving in so easily and saying, oh, I'll give you your order for free. Because people do this where they take advantage of businesses. Mm-hmm. And this whole idea of customer service is
customers always right, even when they're a total jerk.
This is totally such a fucked up situation. Like, oh, I came in here yesterday and now I want my order for free. Like, if this was a small business, not a huge franchise, no.
No.
You can't afford to do that.
Yeah, they, you know, she claims that she wasn't given a receipt. All right. You know, but there's really...
Because when I owned the salon, I had somebody come in and they bought something and they didn't have a receipt and they tried to bring it back to me. And I know that I sold it to them, but they brought it back to me and claimed that it was broken or didn't work or wasn't right or whatever. And they didn't have a receipt. And I said, no. Like,
how did that go over?
Well, they hated me, but whatever. I'm not there to make friends, but if you don't have a receipt, that's the rule. Even a company like The Bay, you know, that's a huge company. Mm-hmm. You cannot go back there and bring back a pair of pants or something without a receipt. Because you could have bought it anywhere.
But her thing is that she was never given the receipt initially.
Well, you know what? Tough luck.
You know, at any transaction, you can always ask for a receipt. Somebody must have forgotten about it. They say, oh, sorry. Anyways. But she can... Well, it gets even better.
I just didn't take your money because I
was... Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you said a small strawberry colada?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to post this on Facebook as soon as we're done. Hi, Facebook. This is what you have to do in life. It fucking sucks. Blow my brains out. I cannot wait to post this. Because I literally thought this was the best one in the city. And I gave you guys so many good, like, remarks online. Because I have a business degree. And, like, I really did. And so that bitch completely pissed me off. She crossed the line.
I'm very sorry about that. If I was there, I wouldn't have done that.
I know.
I can tell you.
You guys have been nothing but nice to me every day, all day. I mean, you always give me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I work in the morning all day.
Exactly.
All day.
I know. And then so, if I can get two of the sandwiches like that, that would be... I had one.
I'm just going to skip forward a bit because it is a bit of long clips here. So anyways, here she is.
And there are applicants for Mars. And I'm about to take off and watch this Dunkin' Donuts explode if they want to keep being bitches and fight over bullshit. And I'm posting that on Facebook too. How do you feel about that?
So here's what
she's talking to dude in the line behind her.
Yeah, here's what she's trying to do is oftentimes if you know people feel that a business has done them wrong, they'll post it online in order to rally the internet behind them, in order to shame a business into to writing
like Yelp reviews or whatever.
In order to writing it wrong. But what happened here in the case of this video is it had the opposite effect. People saw her and her attitude towards these poor employees, and then they turned on her and kind of.
Well, because I don't know, I don't understand.
And she actually had to delete her Facebook account, her Twitter account, because people were just saying, "Well, why are you being such a blah blah blah?" And like, you know, yeah, because you know she drops some N bombs later on in the
video.
Yeah.
It's a
TMZ. I have my own issue.
Do they always give you a receipt when you come here?
Yes.
Yeah. Better make sure they do.
This guy clearly doesn't give a shit. Get the camera off him, man.
Yeah, that's weird.
Should I just come in? Or should I just keep this between us? What? Should I tell him?
Here's another guy who doesn't give a shit either. He just...
I don't think... You're allowed to just put a camera on any random person. I don't think you're allowed to do that. Are you?
Technically, no. They have to, like... Especially if you're publishing it online, I think they have to sign some sort of release.
It doesn't seem right. I'd be so mad if someone just put a camera on me.
Mm-hmm. It might be nice. And when you say it on the wall, if you don't get a receipt, your order's free, then it should be free right there. You know what I mean?
He's like, yep, don't care.
I'm from Indiana in Kentucky, and up there, this shit doesn't happen. So I don't know if it's what? Miscommunication
this shit?
Or what, but...
Yeah.
You know, her order is probably, what, $6?
Yeah, and she's...
$6, and she's bitching about not getting a receipt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? What the fuck is her problem?
You got her... She still got the food. Food was fine yesterday.
But she's still getting her order for free right now.
Yeah.
Like, as she's doing this, she's getting her order for... Yeah. What does she have to bitch about?
Because she's...
She's getting what she wants, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, problem solved.
No, but she has to raise it to everybody, because she wants to somehow shame this company.
Oh, I'm going to Mars, where I don't have to deal with it. It's a one-way flight. I'm still recording all of this, and even if they hawk a loogie and shit in it, I don't even care. Because one time they pissed in my fries when I'm coming home. Literally, I could smell the piss in it. So I know they probably are spitting and shitting and doing everything in it, because they like, really, really don't give a fuck. They really don't. That's why I'm not eating this food, and I'm giving it to my boyfriend. I can't trust them anymore. I gave them so many good recommendations. Over 100.
Lies.
It's Dunkin' Donuts.
I know.
I'm pretty sure you don't need to give recommendations to Dunkin' Donuts. That's like giving recommendations to McDonald's.
Well, this McDonald's is really good. Well, that's good, because I never would have gone into that McDonald's.
Like, stupid. This lady is so dumb.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, okay.
And after 10, after 10, after 10, after 10, until that bitch crossed my line. Like, why would she do that thing?
This guy's response is hilarious. He's like...
I get it.
You know, clue into some body language, lady. This guy obviously gives no fucks about what you were talking about. He's like shrugging his shoulders and looking away.
Mm-hmm. Oops. So she's still...
Oh, yeah. She's recording the making stuff.
Oh, she's going to chew somebody out.
Are you naming? What's your name?
So this lady's making, like,
a Frosty
or something, and she's obviously on a headset talking to someone through the drive-thru, and this stupid bitch goes up and is trying to talk to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you needy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, guess what? This shit's about to go live, bitch, right on Facebook, because I already posted what your dumbass did last night. So I hope you're happy with your little fucking fan nigger self.
Whoops.
What? This woman isn't even doing anything. She's not even talking to her.
It's funny because this earlier in this video, the lady recording says she has a marketing degree, and she actually was working for a marketing company, and they actually had, since this video had come out and made her look like an idiot, had fired her from her job. You know, because it reflects badly on them. Like, you know, you don't want somebody who's named like that working for you, like, you know.
Wow.
Because I'm about to nuke your whole fucking planet from Mars. You think y'all are tough, big bad Arabs bombing the Trade Center? I'll show you tough. I'm not done. You didn't give me my water, and you didn't give me my fucking culotta.
No, I made it.
Okay, well, here you go. Where is it?
I
All right, well, I can't see it over there. And I want a tray holder with it. Y'all want to record because they failed to give me a receipt yesterday. And then they failed to give me the guarantee where it was supposed to be free. So I had to do this. This is all on video, and it's all going to be on the internet soon. YouTube. I hope it gets a million fucking hits because I gave them...
It did. It got more than a million hits because people were watching it and were completely aghast at how poor this woman treated these employees. And, you know, to the credit, the employees, for all the shit that they're getting from this lady, kept it pretty cool.
They did. They're like, they're being so calm. Mm-hmm. And the guy is just like, okay, here's your tray. Okay, here's your water. Like, he's doing everything he can.
Get her to fuck out.
Well, and to make her happy. Like, mm-hmm. Make her happy and make her go away.
That guy should get a raise. Just saying.
Yeah.
10 for a year. 10. Until that dumb bitch right there, Needy, decided to cross my fucking line. She better be glad I didn't murder the entire menu. Because right now, everyone on Facebook sees you, Needy. Turn around and say hi.
Anyways, that's the end of that. So the young lady involved, they named Taylor Chapman, has since deleted her Facebook profile, her Twitter account, et cetera, because of all the negative reaction she was getting from the rest of the internet. Quite the opposite of what she was expecting. So there you go.
She deserves it.
Yeah, exactly. So Rochelle is just getting a bunch of flyers in her hand, which is going to be a scrap.
We're going to play a game today.
Now, let me just set this up. Every week or so, I get a stack of flyers from my father because we don't get any newspapers delivered to our house. And we like to look at flyers. He holds on to the ones that he gets and, you know, gives them to us. But what Rochelle and I have been doing over the last few weeks is we've been pretending that we have lots and lots of money. And we've been going through the flyers and saying,
And then asking each other what we can get. So we're just going to do that right now.
All right. I'm going to start this off. Rochelle? Can I get 46-inch LCD HTV by Sanyo for $349.97?
No.
Oh. Rochelle, can I get...
Eric, can I get Pearl Fine Jewelry 60% off, regularly $750, now only $300. Pearl and gold jewelry. Yeah?
No? Yeah. Yes, you can absolutely get that. Rochelle, can I get Toastmaster Pro 4-slice toaster with dual independent controls and wide slots for $14.97, previously at $29.99?
No, we already have a toaster.
Oh.
You're picking stupid ones. Eric, can I get classic fit traditional vintage brief in leopard print?
Only if I can. Free.
Yeah, we can both get it.
Exactly. Rochelle, can I get Magellan Explorers GPS? Waterproof, 2.2 color inch screen preloaded with World Edition map covering more than 200 countries, $129.99. Please, please, please save $90.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Eric, can I get the handsome man with the jockey underwear?
What's
sometimes
that?
I ask Eric if I can get the man in the catalog wearing underwear.
Well, how come none of the flyers I have like hot chicks in them?
Because I just gave you the appliance ones and the technical ones.
They all have kids, and I don't want to ask.
Eric, can I get a Bodum coffee and tea collection? Double-walled glasses. Ooh, half price. $39.99. Eric, can I get bedding from Glucas Steinholm?
I asked you for this yesterday, but I'm going to ask again. Rochelle, can I get the Dyson 12-inch... air multiplier desk fan?
You always ask about that one.
Amplifies air up to 15 times. No blades. $399.99. No. Oh. Can I get the compact wine cooler? Also fits beer, I'm sure.
Yes.
17 bottle capacity. $99.99.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eric, can I get Crawford 8x8-inch gazebo bronze finish powder-coated steel frame brown canopy? Only $127?
Yes.
Only? What a steal.
Rochelle, can I get this woman?
No, she doesn't look hot enough.
Can I get this woman?
Yeah, that one's hotter.
Can I get...
Eric, can I get Starfrit 5-quart jumbo cooker?
Sure.
For $19.99. What's your favorite flyer to look through? My favorite one is Canadian Tire.
The Canadian Tire one.
Yeah, I like it.
Why? Because there's just all sorts of gadgets and stuff, or what?
There's so many different types of things in it.
Like what?
I like looking at the outdoor stuff. I like looking at they also have kitchen stuff, and then they have camping stuff, and they have gardening stuff. Like, there's so much good stuff.
I'm going to move your mic down because you're not...
Oh my goodness, we could get Canadian flag camping equipment. That is so cool.
The Canadian flag cooler.
We live in Canada, but how would you know that we live in Canada without having Canadian flag camping gear?
It's a classic. You got to let people know. And the Canadian flag folding chair, I'm sure they have that as well. Right?
Yeah, it's bottle coolers and chair, all with Canadian flag on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So this is a game we play every Saturday afternoon over lunch. We have a stack of flyers and we play Can I Get? Can I Get? Can I Get? Can I Get? And sometimes we actually say yes, even though we don't actually buy the things. We pretend that it would be really nice to get things.
It's good because it kind of gets that out of your system, you know, like looking at stuff and wanting it. And then like when you say yes to me getting it, then I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
The one thing that I really, really would love to have, like, if I had, like, lots of money and stuff.
What's that?
A hot tub.
I know. And
either a hot tub or a bathtub that was, like, a jacuzzi bathtub.
Well, I think when we played the game yesterday, I said that I wanted the kids' pool because I just wanted to put that on the front lawn, fill it up with a garden hose, and pass out drunk on the front lawn in like the turtle pool.
Yeah.
And just go, because that'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, like when it's hot outside and there's no mosquitoes.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I really just, I don't know, I just love sitting in the hot tub and I just feel like I should have one for all for myself.
Yeah.
Because if you had it in your backyard, you could go in the hot tub naked, and it would be like a bathtub, right?
I suppose, yeah. Well, it is the backyard, right? So,
yeah.
Who's looking?
Like Kathy Bates in that movie, where she goes in the hot tub naked, and Jack Nicholson is in it.
Yeah, Bo Schmidt.
And he's
Schmidt.
Like, what?
A big old titties.
Yeah.
But Rochelle's been patrolling the internet, looking at Craigslist, has been finding some stuff.
Well, yeah, but you find all the good stuff. I find all this shitty stuff.
And you throw out all the shit stuff I give you and keep all the good stuff.
So we got the good stuff.
We got the good stuff.
Okay, so I really like this one. I think this one's really cute.
Where's it from? I should say at the top. Is it the
Craigslist.
Okay, which... Oh.
Etc. Jobs.
Okay, yeah.
Would be the category. Looking for a yes man. I'm looking for someone to come. Okay, should I do this in a man's voice?
Any voice you want.
I'm looking for someone to come to my house and agree with me. My wife has been on my case for the last couple weeks about cleaning and taking care of the baby. She's a stay-at-home mom, and I think this should be her responsibility. Trouble is, she has all these stupid mom friends who come over and agree with her. So it's hard to argue with 5-on-1. I want someone to come over and back me up. I will tell her, we are friends from work. I'll pay you $10 an hour, probably 8 or 10 hours a week. I'll provide the beer.
That is a great deal, let me say.
That's pretty bad, though, if you can't have a discussion with your wife without paying someone to back you up.
Oh, come on, Rochelle. You know how women get.
That silence was me giving Eric a piercing glare.
Well, women are that way. So sometimes you need like backup, just somebody to.
Sometimes women are crazy bitches, right?
What can I say? There's a reason that this post exists on Craigslist. All right.
Silence.
This awkward silence.
You know what? This guy. Mm-hmm. My advice. Yeah. Get some fucking balls, you know, get some balls and like stand up to your wife and be like, I don't think so. I'm not doing that shit. You're at home. You do the shit that's at home when you're at home. Okay. Yeah. End of story. Don't like hiring somebody to do it is just, you know, it's so weak. Get some balls.
Get like a real friend, first of all. If you have to
get a real friend.
If you have to hire,
you don't. If you have like your wife is over and she's has all of her friends over and she's like, I don't need to do the cleaning. All of her friends are like, yeah, you fucking do the cleaning, man. Like, you know what? You just don't talk about that shit when all the friends are there. Talk about it later on.
One-on-one time.
Yeah. So if all the friends are there, that's when you be like, okay, I'm going to go outside now and work in the garden and then secretly just go drink beer in your shed.
That's why guys have man caves.
Yeah.
That's what they need to retreat. That's why I have this room. Sometimes Rochelle's a bit too intense for me.
What?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Don't say that. I'm never too intense. I'm always a sweetheart.
I'm always nice. And if you don't say that, I'm going to punch you in the balls. All right.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
And if you say that again, I'm going to grab him and I'm going to twist.
Why would I do that? I would not want to wreck your balls because your balls make good babies.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'll punch you in the face, though.
Oh, okay. Well, my face is...
Oh, no, I can't do that because then people will notice. Oh, no, I'll punch you in the tits.
Sure. Sure. Why not?
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to hurt you. Okay, here's another relationship letter.
Yeah.
Post-relationship letter, I guess. Hey, honey. This is from a lady. And where is this from? Breakup letter. It's from...
Yeah, I found it online.
Guyism.com?
Yeah, it's a letter from a young lady who found that her boyfriend was not holding up his end of the agreement relationship-wise.
They'll get it when I read it, Eric. Yeah. You don't need to sum it up before okay. I read it.
All right,
it's just ruining it.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's my lady voice. Hi, honey. Guess who left his Facebook open on the computer and... Got a message from Kelsey. Yeah, you. But don't worry. I didn't break anything. Actually, I was nice enough to package your things, and I even invented a neat game. Yay! Since I know you like looking for things, like other girls, here's where you'll find your stuff. Your clothes are where we first met. Your video games are where we first kissed. Your laptop is where we bought our first video game together. Your TV is where we went all the way. Everything else, including pictures of the last 2 years of our lives, is at Kelsey's house.
That bitch.
Have fun. Oh, and well, I didn't break or damage anything. I can't guarantee anybody else won't find it. Happy hunting. Fuck you.
That is a good game, though, if I...
Well, I was trying to think, I'm like, Where did we first meet? That means I would have to bring all your clothes to a pub.
Yeah, exactly. Broken City?
No, we were at the Ship and Anchor first.
No, I actually met you about a month or so before that at Broken City. You gave me a business card.
Yeah, but you didn't like me then.
No, I didn't like you then. You're just like
Why didn't you like me then?
Because I didn't know you. You're just some person throwing a business card in my way. I'm like,
why did I give you a business card?
Because you're giving everybody business cards.
Oh, I think it's maybe because my friend just designed them.
No, they're for your creative hair group. Those shitty business cards.
Those nasty ones. You probably looked at that and it was like, yeah, I don't want anything to do with anybody who uses Common Sans.
I don't want nothing to do with this chick. Look at these fucking cards.
Oh, no.
You dodged a bullet. Let me just say that.
I know. How did I do that? Yeah. I know, because I flashed my cleavage at you.
Yeah,
and you were like, okay, I'll let that pass.
Okay. Sounds good.
Your TV is where we went all the way. See, and like you know, that apartment doesn't exist anymore. So
it has been bulldozed. So like this mound of dirt.
It could be like on like the mound of dirt.
That used to be at the place where.
Yeah. And then your laptop is where we bought our first video game. What was the first thing that we bought together? I know when we moved in together, your parents kind of gave us some like move-in gifts. I think the first thing that... Oh, no.
What?
I remember going to IKEA with you and buying a coffee table. I think that was one of the first things that we bought together, but it was kind of with your dad.
Did we get like a TV stand, that little...
Yeah, that little white one that we still have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would have been IKEA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about it. Okay, so this other article is... This is so fucking funny. I didn't even realize that this section existed on Craigslist.
It's called the best.
Rant and Raves.
It's like my new favorite section.
I know. I want to look at it afterwards.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I kind of want to go on there and do a rant, too. Mm-hmm. Like a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go to town.
Okay. A fucking rant, undisclosed. What the fuck is with all those hookers posting on Rants and Raves forum? I understand this is Craigslist, basically the sewer of the internet. No offense to anyone. I'm posting on this shithole too. But a message to the hookers. Go stand on the fucking corner, or better yet, get a real fucking job and stop selling yourself along with your fucking soul. And what the fuck is with a gnome goof? Do you just sit there and Photoshop pictures of gnomes into pictures all fucking day? Is that your job? Are you a midget? I don't get it. There isn't enough rants or raves on Rants and Raves forum. Just some people constantly chirping and fucking RBC. What the fuck? It's a fucking bank. Get over it. They fuck you. Do you keep all your money in a fucking safe or cash your checks at Money Mart? Oh, and guess what, folks? Stampede is fucking awesome. It's great for this fucking oil economy. And what if we just stopped hosting the Stampede? Do you know how fucking dumb that would be? Instead of hating the fucking thing, go to it. Embrace. Eric, I'm on a roll.
Okay.
Embrace. What we have in this fucking shithole. Take a fucking female to the fireworks. Have some fucking fun instead of constantly bitching about how lame the Stampede is. Because guess what, fuckhead? It's never going away, and I'm fucking glad about that. Next. Weather faggot. You live in Kate. What? It's
like, what a way to start a sentence. Weather faggot. Okay.
You live in Calgary. The weather is shit. But so what? It's fucking diverse and it keeps us moving and makes us strong. Obviously, yours just a fucking keyboard warrior pussy can't handle it. Move. Go hang out with all the other fucking pussies and stop trying to bring good people down. Fucking piece of shit. And don't hit me with the whole I'm trolling you bullshit. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck, you fucking knob. I'm fucking trolling you bitch ass now. I love my long winters and my shitty ass rain for weeks at a time. It's fucking awesome. Okay, now to the few good people who may not or may not post on this fucking godforsaken website. You are fucking amazing. Continue being whoever the fuck you are, because if you don't, then you're just going to be like all the fucking boring fuckheads who have problems with people being different. I fucking love you. Now this is what a fucking rant rave is. Thank you for reading. P.S. Positive vibes. Love your fucking neighbor. This is awesome. This is gold.
That is about as good.
I love that. I almost want to keep that.
I'm going to hold on to this one.
Because.
That's a classic.
It is so good. And I agree with it. I totally agree with it. Everything that guy said, or I don't even know, guy, girl, whatever. I don't even know. Doesn't say any name.
No.
Anyway, I think it's awesome.
That is probably one of my favorite things I've ever heard on.
Yeah.
On Craigslist, yeah. So, yeah, the rants and raves is interesting. What's been going on in our lives? Let's see here. Well, the reason we didn't record a show last week is because we were in Kelowna.
We were having a summer vacation.
A little summer break. We were flown out to Kelowna. Had some fun. I've never been there before. It's a very nice place. Very sunny.
It's like going to Mexico.
But without all the Mexicans.
I was going to say, without being afraid of drinking the water, but
yeah, that won't be there.
And all those or eating the food, because that happens too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous. We were staying in these, I guess there's like lots of different lakes around in the Okanagan, and you can stay at different
resorts,
and you can even camp right on the lake and stuff. And some people, you know, they'll do like a big party barge, and we could hear those people on the water for sure.
Let me tell you,
so like, loud, that bass, and I swear, like the water carries it to shore or something.
Yeah, like we a whole lot of just hanging out, watching. Actually, we didn't even really watch a lot of TV. Just kind of hanging out, spending time.
How did we watch TV?
I watched like maybe 2 hours of TV throughout their whole trip.
Yeah,
that crime show.
No, we hung out with our family. It was my whole family that was out there. My parents flew us all out there, and
oh yeah, that was fun.
Kind of took care of us.
Flying out with a child, first time experience. Let me tell you, actually, not too bad. He did pretty good, all things considered. Considered, it could have been way worse.
I kind of feel like I was the one who was more worried about it than you were.
I don't know. I've flown on a lot of planes throughout my.
Yeah, with a baby?
No, it's the first time with a baby, so.
Yeah.
But I also knew that it was only like a 1 hour flight from where we were.
45 minutes.
Or whatever.
So it was a good first flight to do with a baby, because it was like you literally go up and then you go down. Like you go up, you have a cup of tea, then you go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you missed a spot when you were shaving.
Oh, probably.
Okay.
Okay, let me explain why.
But it's like a huge spot, like right underneath your chin, and it makes it look like a shadow.
Oh, yeah, probably. But that's why you shave on Sunday, and then on Monday is that's where you fix it.
Oh, my goodness. I have such a good idea, Eric.
What's that?
Just do it good the first time.
Isn't
that a good idea?
Not a fucked up job the first time and then fix it the day after?
Yeah, because I don't really want to be seen in public with you right now.
And also, in regards to that, it is actually quite difficult this morning because my Mach 3 razor blades are getting pretty dull.
Yeah, because I use them too.
Oh, okay. That doesn't help.
Eric, you know that I use them too.
Yeah.
I bought some like lady shavers, and those things are pieces of shit. Like,
yeah, when I have to.
It's like the razor companies think that ladies' hair is somehow gentler
and
easier to remove, and so the blades are duller.
The problem with this is those Mach 3 replacement things are fucking expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Like,
I know.
They're like,
that's why I never buy them. That's why.
That's why I keep on shaving until it's like past dull, until like that lubricating strip has been.
You know what?
What?
I bet you it's cheaper at Walmart. Everything's cheaper at Walmart.
Yeah. Well,
probably let's not. Look through flyers and find out.
We should have played that game, Michelle. Can I get Mach 3 replacement
blades? Yeah, but those things are not fun. It's not fun to, when you're doing the flyer game, you don't ask for stuff that you actually need.
Would get. You ask for stuff that you
clearly
not afford based on your budget.
Right? Yeah.
So, Rochelle, can I get?
I really like those big swimming pools, too. Like those.
Those are ridiculous.
They're like $600 and.
I know. It's
they're huge, but they're, just imagine all the fun.
That would be
fun. I don't know. I just want to have fun, Eric.
You just want to go in the pool. Well,
we
don't have to worry about that. Our city's been getting plenty of water over the
If we lived in the country and we had a pool, we could swim in it naked, too.
That's true.
And go in the hot tub naked.
We may have to.
We could probably run around in our backyard naked.
I'm trying to segue.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, you're like, you're just like railroading me. I'm like,
yeah, I was just on a roll.
Like, yeah, well, we certainly have been getting all, and you bled a lot of water, and you just like run right over me. I'm like, fuck sakes. Don't need a pool because we have a lot of water in our city. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is.
I totally did not. Totally didn't get that. I didn't. Oh my goodness, I didn't see that at all.
I tried one angle. You cut me off, and I tried to come from another angle, and you just like you're like fuck. So I just had to blurt out and tell you to shut the fuck up for a second while I move to the next point. Anyways, I'm sure if you've been following the news in Canada, you've been aware that our lovely city, Calgary, has been taking a shit kicking. water-wise, because there's been lots of flood. Apparently, not only once in a generation, but once, seems like once every 100 years kind of situation. Luckily, where we live, basically haven't been affected other than...
Oh, you mean like in our house?
Like where we live? Our neighborhood.
Okay, yeah.
Our neighborhood really hasn't been affected because we're not really any close to any river or anything like that. Friends of ours had to get evacuated from certain areas, relocate. Still power off.
It's kind of bad though because it is downtown. Like yeah. Downtown is more in a little bit of a valley and it's nearby the river.
Yeah.
And so all of downtown has been evacuated. So I don't think anybody's going to work. And then there's certain neighborhoods that are down there that have been flooded as well.
Yeah.
And it's gotten so bad that they've actually brought the army in and...
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is like not like...
Yeah, but I think it might actually be worse in High River. I don't know. I that's the vibe that I got.
It is.
Like the pictures and stuff.
Yeah, that's the impression I got as well, too, is High River because, well, it's called High River.
Yeah.
Good place to build a town. Founders. Nice one. Anyways.
It's pretty much what most towns are built on, rivers, stupid. Yeah. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, because you need water to drink
okay.
to live.
Okay.
But you know what's stupid?
What?
You know, Dutch people invented dikes for a reason and windmills that are pumping water for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. why can't we get it? Why can't we do that?
We need more Dutch people to show
us. If they just built, like, even just little dikes. Mm-hmm. you know,
like... little baby dikes.
Little baby dikes.
Yeah.
Along the river.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, it did go pretty high, so that might not have helped.
No, a lot of neighborhoods were basically flooded out. A lot of neighborhoods still aren't going to have any power restored until maybe middle of next week. So we don't know what's going on. All I know is...
The boat, like our river is pretty high, hey? I mean, I'm just trying to compare it to the North Saskatchewan River in Edmonton, which is kind of like really low. There's a lot of like really high banks that are around yeah. it. So even if that river flooded, it wouldn't actually go onto land, I don't think.
Anyways, so that's where we're at.
I kind of want to like drive around and see it.
Maybe we'll do that in the afternoon.
Are we allowed to do that?
They'll let us know where we can and cannot drive.
Yeah, because I've only seen pictures of it and it feel like, I don't know, if I don't actually see it in front of my face, I feel like it's not real.
Real? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
I have to say that our city, I'm really, really proud of our city because it hasn't turned into utter chaos. There is no robbing and looting going on. People are being incredibly nice and offering their homes. And there's a lot of places for people. It seems like on the news, this is all I'm talking about because I don't actually know anybody that's going through this, but it seems like a lot of places have opened up for people to go to. And I think our mayor is awesome.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. Yeah. In light of the fucked up situation.
Like he's gotten like a lot of like emergency crew in here and, you know, he's working shit out good.
He's sorting it all out.
Yeah.
And the stampede apparently is still going to go on time.
Wow.
That's what he says.
Because that's another big thing. It flooded the Stampede Corral, which is our kind of like our big... What do you call it? Like Coliseum or place yeah. where they do shows and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And it flooded the zoo where all the animals are.
The Saddle Dome.
Isn't that what I said?
You said the corral.
Stampede?
Corral.
Yeah. Okay, the Saddle Dome.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's all in the same spot.
Yeah, same area, basically. Yeah.
Anyway, craziness.
All right. So, yeah, that's why at the beginning of the show... Glenn had tweeted us, "Are you okay?" And we said, "Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah,
everything's good. All comes together. All circular. Anyways, yeah.
I want to take the Asperger's test. Can I do that after the show?
It takes like 15 or 20 minutes.
That's okay.
Okay. And we'll.
Can I do it on the iPad?
That's what I did it on. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Anyways, thank you for listening. We are Tip Tap Tip. If you want to check us out and find out the stuff we do, go to tiptaptip.com for everything you need to connect to us, whether that's Twitter, Facebook, etc., etc. That's where you go. That's how you find out how you can tweet us and stuff.
Fun. fun times.
Yep. So Rochelle's going to go after the show. We're going to go survey the city. We're going to go
explore.
And we're going to go check out some more rants and raves on Craigslist, because apparently that's a thing.
Can we play this song without talking? I like it.
Okay. We'll just leave the show with it. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye. Eric still. If you like the song, check it out. I put all the songs that we play on our website. Okay, bye.